And now, the moment you have all been waiting for. The Victory Light Halloween Special. Yes. You've waited all season, and now the time is here. Introducing your favorites. The Kid Mero, dressed as average Bronx resident. As well as none other than Lisbel Ortiz, La Matatana, as the one and only Freddie Gibbs. And who could forget Rainy Ovalle, dressed as Man Who Peak in High School. Enjoy new show, Victory Light, Halloween Special.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.
Yeah, you know what time it is, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? Yo, yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
You might be wondering, like, why does Meryl look like he lives in, you know,
in 4D?
In 4D. Fucking in Section 5 Calm City.
Yeah.
This shit. It's because this is Victory Light, you bitch. Ah, welcome. You know what I'm saying? Right. And enjoy the holiday.
Hell
you know
yeah.
What I'm
saying? Happy Halloween.
Happy
bro.
Halloween, hoes. You know
That's
what I mean?
Right,
this is your boy, Kid Mero in the building. We got Rainy Ovalle, a.k.a.
Yes, sir, the super villain.
You know what I'm saying? And
living
of course,
your party for free.
Yeah. Yo, yep. We got Lisbel Ortiz, like my Dadana, the super bitch of NYC.
Hey, y'all.
Also,
Freddie Gibbs.
It's Bunny Rabbit, Freddie Gibbs, cocaine. Yeah, I'm Freddie Gibbs. Yeah, I'm Freddie Gibbs.
I ain't gonna take too much disrespect, I tell you that.
Yo.
Bunny Sue got me feeling real aggressive.
We need a whole separate YouTube channel. It's just Lisbel terrorizing the city.
Bro.
Dressed as this bunny.
Doug, that is.
Yo, you know what's worse than a bunny, bro? A fat bunny. Cause what are you doing? Especially if I run fast, bro. It's a fucking rap.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah,
please.
The bunny shit is killing me. I'm like, yo, this is the most aggressive furry.
Mm. I'll slap the shit out of you right now. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Trying to talk to me nice.
Ew. Oh my God.
Yo, so yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what time it is? We got Mid-Trade, producer of the year, in the building. We got Hassan Insane in the building. And you know what I'm saying? Via satellite from Italia. We got Victor Lopez in the building, goddammit. Listen, this is the Halloween episode, gang. So we talking about Halloween things, you know, because y'all might have, dropping on Halloween?
What?
Is this dropping?
Well, Halloween is on Friday, so yeah, I think so.
Yep.
This is gonna drop on Halloween.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is on a Friday.
Yeah. Today's the day.
Everyone's staying inside because of, you know.
Because of blood initiation.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Let's
you
talk
grew up
about
in
it.
The New York City public school system, you already know you're not supposed to go to school on Friday. And if.
Can we take that again? So you don't ask a question about when it's gonna drop.
Oh, yeah. So listen, today is Halloween. You know what I'm saying? Happy Friday. Unless you
go to New York City public schools.
Yes,
and why is that, Lisbel?
Because everybody knows. If you go to a New York City public school, bro, they already tell you. First of all, if it's Halloween, you're leaving early.
Yeah.
But if it's on a Friday, don't even bother. You're getting fucked up.
Yeah.
You're getting jumped.
Yeah. You're getting jumped, dog.
You're getting fucked up. Your M1s is getting thrown on the phone wire. You know what I'm saying? You might get buck 50 by an aspiring blood gang member.
Yeah.
You know?
They're gonna egg
your whole shit.
Yep.
Frozen sometimes. Oh, yo.
That's mean.
People are evil.
Yeah.
Just throw rocks.
Nah, that's worse, bro. What do you mean rocks?
Well, frozen egg is basically
somebody?
A rock.
Well, back then, this is some really bad, bro, public school lore. But back then in the day, you used to just crack open the egg a little tiny bit and stuff a little bit of vinegar in there.
Yeah. So it would smell. Yeah, so you make a...
really bad, bro.
So you make a literal grenade.
Yeah.
A literal grenade. A frag grenade out of an egg and some vinegar.
That's what it is. You just be walking around New York City on Halloween and people will drive by and just throw eggs at you, bro.
Eggs, it's real crazy. Bro, I've seen eggs. I've seen I'm not saying I did this. I've seen super soakers full of not water.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Any other, like bleach, you know what I'm saying? Like piss, like crazy.
Nah, that's crazy. That's a biohazard, bitch.
That is literally a biohazard. I'm like, yo, how far are we going to take this?
Right. Like, it should be a Halloween fun thing, bro.
Yeah.
You know? Like, don't, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
That just pissed me off. Imagine you walking home from work, a hard ass day, and somebody super soaked you with some piss.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You get on the two trainers, two in the morning, you're like, yo, damn, that was a rough shift at the Amazon Fulfillment Center. And then some motherfucker, hey, yo, asshole. Shh.
Imagine like, oh. You and three of your homies filling up the super soaker.
At the same time?
At the same time.
You know? Yeah. That hole is man tiny.
In the bathroom, back to back, so it's not gay?
Yo, I was going to say, that's actually gayer than sucking dick.
That's gayer than sex with a man.
Yeah. Y'all like, yo, we're all gonna piss and then we're gonna put it in the super soaker and we're gonna drive around and hit people.
Let's all stick our dick
in
the super soaker.
That's mad homoerotic, man.
Drive by paintballings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All type of foul shit. Also, like, let's take it back to the high school shit for a second, because if you do these type of things, like, I know for me, when I was at Clinton, like, there was security and they would just, like, check all your bags.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't really check your, there was one guy who did not check your bag. He would just pick up your bag and just slam it on the desk, like, 8 times.
Oh.
So if you had eggs in that shit, goodbye books, goodbye homework, goodbye lunch, whatever the fuck you had in that shit is cooked.
Damn.
It's part of an omelet now. You know what I'm saying? So fuck you, Mr. Officer Vega.
That's some asshole shit. That's not even like I'm checking it to make sure you don't bring them. Nah. You brought them. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? And with the price of eggs now, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, bro, because we used to egg people all the time.
Like, they were cheap.
I'll never forget one time we got into a prank war, and I was like 15, 16, 17 around this time. A group of my friends, we would fuck with them, they would fuck with us. One time, somebody hit their crib, bro. It wasn't me. But they thought it was me, bro. They thought it was me. What happened? They hit a late night, right? Shout out to Oompa, my bitch. This is why I love women, bro.
Yo, I'm sorry. This fucking bunny suit, bro.
Shout out to my bitch Oompa for the bunny.
Shout out to my bitch Oompa, bro. This is why I love women, because she hit me on a text. She hit me on a Sidekick LX, and she said, yo, I'm in the whip with all of them. They headed to your crib to egg your mom's whip because they think it was you. I'm like, all right, best, say less. I go to my brother room. I go to my sister room. I go to my other brother room. I say, yo, where my mic? I said, wake the fuck up, pussy. We got shit to do. We went outside and I was waiting for them, bro. And I remember I looked down the block and I seen like 10 dudes running down the block in hoodies, in black hoodies. And I'm like, all right, best, say less. We grabbed the whole car and the eggs and we chased them down the block. They didn't even get the mommy's car. So shout out to Edo. Shout out to all my dudes. Y'all pussy, though. Y'all can't beat me. And I still want my lick back.
They didn't even have to call you like, y'all want my lick back.
And I still want my lick back.
Yeah. Rubs shout the out bunny to Edo, nose. Bro. That dude is an amazing father of like 17 boys. That shit is crazy.
Yo, shout out to him. Yo, you know what it is, too? In the hood, you can't, like, niggas don't have yards. So you can't do like the white people movie shit where it's like, let's toilet paper the house, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
TP the house. It's like, yo, you can't really do that. A, because my mom's would whoop my ass if she see me leaving the house with toilet paper. It'd be like, hey, where you go with that? Two, there's no trees. What are you going to toilet paper? A nigga's fire escape?
Yeah, like, 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 right. you gonna toilet paper the intercom.
You just go in the elevator and just leave bad toilet paper on the floor?
Yeah.
Like, ha-ha, we got him.
Yeah.
Like, no, you didn't. You just made the super's day harder.
Yeah, not even. You just cleaned the piss in the elevator.
Right?
That's all you did.
You just soaked up
the piss. You just soaked up the day.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
You're a good person, actually. Yeah.
Nah, but to keep on Halloween theme, bro, let me ask you, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, because it's not
scary. If
you scary.
Say the ring, I'm going to slap the dog shit out.
That shit is, I'm like, nah, that shit is mid. My favorite Halloween scary movie is, and it's not even really scary now. When I watch it now, it's not scary at all. When I was a kid, the shit was terrifying. It's Chucky. You know what I'm saying?
You scared of a redheaded doll?
Bro.
At the doll movies never did it for me.
Yeah, me neither. I was like, you 2 feet tall, bro. I kicked the shit out
of you. Dog shit out. Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking like that. I was thinking like, how are you alive? Also, how do you have the strength of a serial killer man?
Right.
Yeah. Like that, a grown, you know what I mean? Like this little ass doll just picking shit up, throwing it. Ah! No. Like trying to stab a bitch to death with a butcher knife.
Bro.
Like actually fighting. Yeah. And she's just like, no, no.
One of my favorite Chucky scenes is he was grabbing and he started yelling and he bit her, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, come on. Like, yeah. How is this two inch doll overpowering you, bro?
Bro, it's so funny. Chucky's so funny because like I was never really scared of him. I would just always laugh. Cause he would be like, "Come here, you piece of shit!
You fucking bitch! Come here,
you fucking bitch! You fucking piece of shit! Bitch, I'm gonna fucking kill you!"
Yo, yo, they modeled him after Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Oh yeah.
Like, he could definitely run for like Republican Senate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking like that.
Yeah,
because that was the shit. Like that was all the scary part too. Because it wasn't like, you know, when the movie starts, it's like, "I'm your friend. Yeah. I'm your little buddy. Hey," and then it goes from that into, "You motherfucker! Yeah. Come here, you piece of shit! Yeah. You motherfucker, you!" Yeah. I was like, "Yo, hey, whoa, yo, why he bite that lady?"
Yeah.
And he just doing mad weird shit, then the lightning shit.
Kalima! Kalima! Kalima!
Yo, come on!
It's he sound like he work at fucking Happy Garden on Fordham. Mucho camarón, mucho camarón!
Camarones!
Camarones!
Por pila! Like, yo, relax, dog. Oh, like, this shit was terrifying. Now, like, and I had a My Buddy that was like a hand-me-down doll. You remember? Yeah, that might be, I might be washed.
Yeah, I've never heard that word put together. Listen, like that before.
Yo, listen, Google this shit, y'all. It was the My Buddy doll. It was very popular in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, you mean not the hit 50 Cent song, My Buddy?
No.
Oh.
He actually, the hook of that song is modeled after kind of like the jingle or whatever, the My Buddy doll.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, wherever I go, he goes my buddy. My buddy.
Yep.
My buddy and me. And they look just like Chucky, bro. Low, high key. Like that same fit, everything. Chucky just stole the whole swag. Flow for flow, ball for ball.
This I is was like Chucky if he were a Democrat.
Damn, oh, not man. Chucky Newsom, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Chucky Newsom.
Chucky Newsom will go crazy. Listen here, motherfuckers. California's leading fucking state in education. I don't want to hear shit. You motherfucker. What if I fucking kill you?
You know, Chucky Newsom, he's more like a smoother guy.
Oh, my
right?
God.
So he's just like, hey, guys, listen, no. This isn't about like just talking about killing people. We got to actually go kill some white bitches, bro. You got to do it with a knife.
Oh, you know? My God.
And if she resists, you got to bite her.
You got to bite her.
You just got to do it. You got to do it.
Really all you got
to do. You know, it's time for action now.
Yeah.
Before, you know, people would say, like, oh, the sky's falling. And it's like, no, dude, you got to actually go out and stab these victims.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus Christ.
With Japanese knives. They have to be from Japan. They got to be really good iron.
Yeah.
You know, steel, stainless.
Yeah.
Seppuku. I just threw that in there because I'm, you know, Roach Newsome, and I'm just saying words to just fill space, you know? Yo. That's what I do every time I go on a podcast.
I think if your name was Newt Gingrich, I'd believe it. Like, that's such an insect name.
Yo.
You know?
Yo, he's definitely a bug.
Yeah.
A victory light. A victory light.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, it's John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, okay.
That. It's it's from the 80s. John Carpenter, who also did the Halloween franchise, but he remade a movie from the 50s called The Thing from Another World. And he like made that shit his own. Also, I love any scary movie set in the snow. Like 30 Days of Night, like all that shit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I love 30 Days of Night.
Yeah, yeah, like that
shit bang.
There's a show on Amazon that nobody has ever seen, and I always mention it, and it's top five, bro. Top five I've ever, that shit's called Fortitude. Fortitude is about a bunch of crazy shit happening in the northernmost inhabitable town in the world. So it's cold as shit up there. And yeah, anyway, I love stuff set in the snow, and John Carpenter's The Thing is like easily my favorite thing ever.
Every time we go out, it's like...
Yeah. Shit like that.
We have to leave the film. I saw a terrible Sylvester Stallone movie that was like kind of based on that, I feel like.
But he was doing karate in the snow.
He was like finding dead people in his lab and shit. He's just like, oh, what am I going to do? We got to do something.
Yeah.
Who am I talking to? I don't know. Myself.
Yeah.
But we got to do something about this thing.
Yeah. No, but The Thing is legendary film. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch that shit because I feel like people in the comments enjoy my movie recommendations. But if you haven't seen John Carpenter's The Thing, that shit aged like fine fucking wine because all the effects are practical, all the sets are built, and all the actors are real people.
There's no... It was you?
Yeah. It's you? Sorry, there's no War of the Worlds. You know, there's no COVID production.
Please.
In your jammies.
Yeah. But yeah. What was your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary... First of all, I'm a scary movie fanatic. So if you ever got any scary movie recommendations, bro, send them my way. I love them.
Yeah.
Mine is The Possession of Michael King. Oh, I don't know if y'all seen that. Man. That movie is fucking insane. It's one of those movies that I watched and it's like, you can't really watch it again.
Yeah.
That's how fucked up it was.
Is that... That's the joint where he It's like found footage style where he records himself trying to get possessed.
Exactly. So I'm not going to spoil it, but he's basically a dude who does a documentary on the paranormal because he does not believe in God. He doesn't believe in the devil. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't believe in anything that is the afterlife. So he goes on Craigslist. He's like taunting the demonic world in a way. Ooh. It's in fucking sane.
Ooh.
Yeah. But it's fucked up.
Speaking of demonic worlds, again, We said this in a previous episode. It's you have three Dominican hosts whose parents are Dominican.
Yeah.
And Dominican parents are notorious for thinking that Halloween is satanic. Even if you dress up like fucking Rainbow Bright.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're still gonna be like, no. So satanico.
Yeah. No, en la casa mía no. Aquí no se tolera vaina diabólica.
No, tú no llegas para la iglesia el domingo, pero aquí tú tienes tiempo para ponerte de cucaracha, de que para ir para un maldito par.
No, pero tú tienes tiempo para Halloween. ¿Qué Halloween ni Halloween?
¡Halloween!
¡Halloween! Te voy a entrar Halloweenazo, coño.
And that's how we got the word Halloweenazo, which means getting your ass beat on Halloween.
On Halloween. Yep. Victory Light Spanish listen.
There you go. Enjoy.
A Halloweenazo.
It's been a minute, and we just made that word up. Also, that reminded me of my aunt, speaking of fucking 4D, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, literally lived in 4D. Shout out to Vice Ave. And...
Oh, it was definitely some of y'all in there.
Oh. Going crazy. We was going crazy. Yeah. Yo, lift the stovetop up.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Matrix party in there. We in there
not literal Zion. Oh, my God, bro. We
didn't turn it up. Eating all the crumbs and shit. That little piece of fucking mango that fell?
Yeah.
We thriving over that, bro. Laying eggs and shit. Bro, Dominican parents will say anything is fucking satanic. And I'm like, yo, man, I don't care. Because I would come in with the scream mask with mad blood on it and shit. Mm-hmm. And my mom would be like, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know, and I'm like, yo, chill. I'm too old to be dressing up like a goofball. You know what I'm saying? So I got to be scary and intimidating. You know what I'm saying? Also, I want free candy.
Yeah,
which is why I mentioned my aunt because she would just put a sign on her door that say no candy,
mm-hmm.
but it would be spelled
phonetically
K-E-N-D-I.
Yes, yep. No trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
No trick or treat.
A treat. T-R-I-K-O. T-R-I.
Trick or treat.
No trick or treat.
Yeah, that's one thing, bro. Dominican parents do not play because they mad Catholic for no fucking reason.
Yeah, poor.
I get it, twin, but you don't gotta do that all the time.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if this has changed, but when I was a kid and motherfuckers would go trick-or-treating, if you dared to go in the bodega and be like, yo, trick or treat, they'd be like, man, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, fuck you up. You think you're getting this nigga for free?
Yeah.
They giving out candy now?
I don't know what it's like in the Bronx.
Oh, wow.
But in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Wow, you're insulting me and all the roaches?
I don't need no more beef in the Bronx, bro. I fuck with y'all heavy. Y'all don't got no issues. You hear me? All I'm saying is...
That's the side peak, man.
In East New York, we used to be able to go to the laundromats. Literally any store, they would have like a little thing for the kid.
Yeah. Did we just have an East New Yorker slander the Bronx?
Right. I was gonna say, oh, I don't know how they did it in the Bronx, but in East New York, we got a whole 12 gauge.
Yeah.
All right. In East New York, they were giving out Glock 40s.
Sorry.
Dude, I still got it on me too.
Yeah.
Get disrespectful if you want to.
They was giving out Glock 40s and GD membership.
Yo, all right. Yo, you see our trick or treat niggas give you a little bag. Uh-huh. That shit got two magnums, a gun.
Two magnums, a gun, an airport douce.
A quarter brick?
Yeah, a quarter brick, an airport douce.
And a baking soda, a little tiny travel size baking soda.
Bro, at least we got something. Y'all mother get us was kicking y'all out the store, bro.
Nah, that's true. I'm not going
to
hold you, bro.
And then you have to go back the next day to get your bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah,
you're pussy, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Hold on. That's true.
Either they wasn't She does. Hey, Freddie Gibbs has a point. But listen, either they wasn't giving no candy out, or they was giving out the bottom of the barrel 5-cent candies, bro.
Bro,
the shits with no label. It was just wrapped in plastic.
Bro, the
paper. The ones wrapped in paper with no name, nothing.
Nothing.
That the only thing that had a name on it, bro, was Tootsie Rolls.
Yo, that's it.
Bro.
Yo, the bulk packaging don't even got labeling on
it. Nah. It's just that fucking parchment paper ass wrap.
Yo.
What is that?
That's bro, I don't even know.
Yeah, like.
Yo, that shit is like, yo, honestly, we're going to find out in the future that that shit like made us all like.
Bro, we was eating caramelized fronto leaf, bro. That's what we was doing.
Wax fronto leaf.
I'm telling you, we was eating caramelized Philly blunts. Brother.
Yo,
that's what we was eating.
My brother.
Back in the day.
That shit used to bother me so much because I'm like, yo, I'm trying to dress up as a fucking cat. Like, you could do something wholesome. You could be a nun. You could dress up as anything. And it's just like, no, that's witchcraft.
Yeah.
And then this bitch would go to fucking church on Sunday and drink the blood of Christ. And eat the bread of his body. You talking to me about putting whiskers on my face.
Come on now.
Yeah.
This is not even a ritual, B. Like, I'm just trying to get into teen night.
I hate when people make shit way bigger than it is, especially for kids. Like, yo, as a kid, you just want to wear a fun costume and just blend in with your friends. You don't gotta be weird about the shit.
Just run around and get free shit. You know what I'm saying? Which is the point, because like, hot take, Halloween is socialism.
Wow.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is good.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're spreading mirth and joy to the young kids. You're also juvenile diabetes. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep that to the side. You know what I'm saying? Because speaking of juvenile diabetes and shitty candies, what is y'all favorite candy to receive on Halloween? You know what I'm saying? Because I know for me, I sent my kids out on a fucking mission, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, don't come back here with no fucking, I don't want, bro, all that fake fruit shit.
Yeah.
I have my fill from being broke. So go get me Reese's Cups, Snicker bars, all the chocolate shit, bro. 100 grand. You know what I'm saying? Like all that. Give me that. Don't come back with the fucking sweet tarts and the fucking the mints, the peppermints, the just red and white shits.
Yeah.
No, don't come back to me with old lady church purse candy.
That sound like a little pimp right now. Like you sending your soldiers out, and if they come back,
right.
You beating the shit out them.
You come back with no money, that's your ass. And you come back here, nigga, and you ain't got no take fives from me. Hey, we gonna have to have a discussion.
Yeah,
bitch.
Listen, man, if you show up to my crib with a fucking payday, I'm earthing your whole family, bro.
A payday is a broke Snickers.
That's
a payday is a Snickers. I don't got chocolate money,
bro. Listen, man, if your candy is older than the color barrier, I don't want that candy, bro.
Yo, fact.
If your candy
has been around since before Jackie Robinson revolutionized the game of baseball, I don't want that candy.
I don't want that shit. Also, if the candy used to be named something racist and y'all had to rebrand it,
keep it. I'm good.
Keep it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that residual diabetes.
Like what?
From the years of Jim. I don't want Jim Crow in my candy, bro.
You
I'm
got
good.
Little fucking caramel shit. You call them Dominican toes? Like, what is that? Why
do you call them that?
Why do you call them that?
I need to know the lore. I need to know that before I partake.
Before partaking this shit, bro.
Yeah, you know? Do not implicate me in what's going on.
Yes, I teach how.
Yo.
But listen, I'm a candy enjoyer.
Yeah.
I don't know about y'all. I be getting high.
Now, we know. We be here.
So we know, nigga. We here.
Yeah.
We see you every day.
Yeah. Do you know that I can see you?
I saw you deep on that king size sticker, bro. Like, I seen it.
Yeah.
You ate that shit in a bite and a half.
Veins and all.
Yo, veins and all that. Yo. Ese tigre se come un níquel en...
Un
sneaker en dos bocas hoy.
Wow.
I don't know why Dominicans take the S out of every fucking
yo, thing. No, eso no. We don't need that.
Yeah.
Es for what?
Eso no se necesita.
Now my worst candy was the little strawberry joints. You remember the, the strawberry wrapper?
Yeah. What?
Oh damn! Wait, is it the ones the that wrapper the wrapper like, looked like a strawberry?
Yeah, and then it tasted like cherries.
Yeah. I love those.
It should have like a mystery liquid inside too. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I always had that? Them when they were at least 14 years old because I found them in my grandmother's purses. I never had a fresh one, so I can't explain them correctly.
They don't come fresh.
Listen, you know what's
just made old.
What's a
they just come out the factory old.
Like, damn, sure that shit got a half life. Nigga, it's like a,
yeah, it's like a, it's a fucking proton. What?
That shit is it's on the periodic table of elements, bro.
Oh my god, not that shit being an element, bro. Damn.
Right, I have a question for you guys. So you guys know how they have wrap snacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They also have wrap candy.
No.
So do you want me to? Please. Rattle some of them off to see what.
Please do.
You
we have to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are gummy faces, which have NBA YoungBoy, Snoop Dogg, and Lil Baby.
Bro,
you shutting up perks?
You shutting up perks?
Oh my god!
Know, you look at the packaging. It says,
"You will
package
die.
That Gravedigger Mountain."
Yeah. Manufactured in Utah, a Gravedigger Mountain.
They also have
in a nut-free facility.
Yeah,
Rick Ross Rosé Red Fish.
What? Oh, nah. I'm not doing anything after Rick Ross.
Yo, facts. I'm not eating anything. That
I don't want anything sweet in my mouth that the Migos made, bro. I'm actually so good off all of that, bro.
Yo, oh my god.
Rap. Yo, and the craziest shit is that I know for a fact that these gummies do not look like the people they're intended
to. Hey, my favorite candy though. On Halloween, but this a get money candy, bro. Poor people don't even got access to this type of candy, bro. Fucking Cream Savers, oh my god, bro.
Oh, Cream Savers,
yeah.
That's
bro.
The fucking that's
the swirl.
Yeah, that's the swirl joint.
The swirly the creamy swirly joints, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh, you get money.
Yeah, bro. No. I'm saying.
Oh, that's your okay.
If you had that,
no, I ain't got money.
No, I'm saying no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, no me involucro en eso. But I'm saying, if you went to a house and they had that, you knew that they had money. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
If you was getting some people would give you the whole roll, bro.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's crazy bread. Yeah, that's crazy
luxury.
Bread. Yeah. Super luxury. I realized, like, I might rob you, bro. If you're giving out Cream Savers, bro, if you're giving out the Reese's, like, variants, bro, like Fast Break, Take Five, where are you getting these?
Yeah, where are you getting
these? And then there's some people, bro, I remember my mom also used to take us to, like, the rich part of Queens. Over there, they give you the full-size bar.
Full size.
Yo.
Them niggas go to Costco and buy the $30 box.
Yeah.
They got, like, 30 bars. And they buy, like, 600 boxes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this is insane, bro. I was like, this is what the fucking kid got on the train.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sell some candy, get my basketball uniform. Like, fam. And fucking Judith got them shits on deck, bro. Yeah. In the pantry.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy,
in
bro.
In a Dominican household, the best you getting is the green mints.
Oh,
yo,
first of all, those are
la menta. La menta,
yo. Yo, the green, like a little seashell.
The green menthols. That shit was crazy, bro. That shit tasted like a whole Newport.
Bro, it was like a sweet. It was like, yo, if you put high fructose corn syrup in a Newport.
Yeah.
That's what that shit tastes like.
Yeah.
Bro.
That's what la menta tastes like.
Yo, it should taste like Dr. Bronner's in mint form.
Yep.
But yo, that shit was intense, fam. That shit would make you tear up.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not even the harshest one. We just had the green, but over there they got the red, they got the black one. It's really...
That shit is a smelling salt.
Should wake your ass up.
Joe Rogan eat that shit and get in a cold plunge.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wait, notice he didn't say cold plunge. He said clone plunge. Why would he say that?
Oh shit, did I say clone plunge?
Looks like
you did say clone,
plunge.
Oh. That explains a lot. Yeah.
You mean the Chinese to get some?
Hold on. German roaches got something to do with it?
I'm not a German roach. I'm a Dominican roach, B. You can catch me in Santiago, you know what I'm saying? Flying on your face while you're going to the outhouse.
Yep. Yeah, move out the way, pussy.
Fuck out of here. This is my hood, you fucking asshole.
Shit lands on your face, all you hear is...
Yeah, that shit sound like a football hit. Like, whoa, what was that?
Yeah,
I gotta go in the tent.
You kill a Dominican roast, that shit is like stepping on a dog, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking huge.
You feel organs in that bitch. Like, oh. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I ran over a groundhog You know what I'm saying? And I felt terrible, bro, because I felt it. But I was just like, yo, move, nigga. Like, I'm honking a horn. Like, it was moving. Yo, because it was going, you know them shits is mad, like, kind of like fat and like slow. I don't know if it might have been a groundhog, might have been a beaver. I don't know. I couldn't tell. But it was just like a big rodent, like was a big chunky rodent.
Was the tail flat?
I couldn't tell. It was a little dark.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So I had my lights on and shit, but this motherfucker was crossing the road like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got all the time in the world, bro. And I'm like, I'm doing 40. I can't stop, bro. I'm in this big-ass fucking van. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, stop. I'm like, honking the horn, flashing the lights. Nigga, like, then I just hit, ba-dum, ba-dum. I was like, ooh.
So you purposely went over the motherfucking rodent?
Ooh, on accident.
On accident, you saw him.
It's a one-way street.
All right.
I couldn't avoid it.
Watch when we finish.
I had my kids in the car.
Watch when we finish. You want to be fucking Netanyahu on the road.
Oh my God,
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. All right. Netanyahu on the road.
Nah, bro.
Nah, fuck you.
Not the self-defense claim.
Yo, yeah, I'm just defending myself.
You think that the road was promised to you 3,000
years ago? Oh my God, bro.
This is my ancestral road.
Ancestral road.
You're not even supposed to be here, groundhog. Who let you in here?
The roach antennas is doing something to him.
Yeah, yeah, man.
He's converting.
They're picking up frequencies.
It's crazy.
I felt terrible being that. Fuck that shit because, listen, if you giving out whack candies, you a whack person, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got, but listen, let me walk that back because some people don't got.
Do you give out candy in your neighborhood?
I do. So what I do is, but I make these little motherfuckers work for it because now this is suburbia, bro. You can't do this in any of the five boroughs, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? Where they do this shit where they just put, it's mad lazy. They just fill up a big ass bowl with candy and they put it on their doorstep and then people come and just take one and then go. What?
Yeah.
You're bugging. You're bugging. The first year that I lived in New Jersey and I saw this phenomenon, my kids did this shit. And dumped the whole shit right in front of the ring camera. Now I'm giving a fuck.
Yep.
Right down, right into the whole shit and just leave the empty bowl there. I'm like, yo, what do you think this is, B?
Yeah.
First of all,
it's dog eat dog.
Man, you just said you be sending them out on a hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You dead got your soldiers terrorizing New Jersey, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You literally showed up and blew New Jersey up.
Blow New Jersey up.
Yeah.
That nigga said, got my fast break. I'm going to blow New Jersey up.
Yeah.
Full size Phil Sims.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like your kids don't even want to steal it. You'd be like, nah, take it.
Yeah.
Check it, there's more on the side.
Yo, check.
Your kids ride around in the little, you know, the little electric Jeep. Like, yeah, it's your daughter is driving.
Like,
I just hit a stain finito.
Finito. Yo, hop in. Yo, get it. Go. They come to the road. Who's
the road? And it's like, scars. But then all you see is,
yeah. Barbie Jeep cruising mad slow on the side of the road.
Barbie Jeep, yeah.
Mara's actually getting all his kids to take candy from the neighborhood so he can re-rock it and push it out on his own doorstep.
Exactly. Hello, there you
business
go.
Come on, bro.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Come on,
yeah,
God.
You gotta do the knowledge.
Do the knowledge yourself, God. You know what I'm saying? You ain't studying 120. If you did, you would understand that reappropriating candy is just, you know what I'm saying,
redistributing wealth.
You know what I'm saying?
To the community.
Come on, gang. You know what it is?
Maldito maniático.
Yo, nah, I think I did make him do it. I'm going to be honest.
Nah,
they were like,
I could tell. I could see it in your eyes.
That's why
I can't see shit.
Yo, I can see it in your eyes through the mask and them glasses.
Yeah.
You fucking coward.
That's how you make hustlers, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, they were like, yo, and my daughter said this shit. And I was like, this could be a bad lesson. It could be a good lesson, depending on how, you know, she shakes out for her. Because she was like, yo, that's not fair. And I was like, life ain't fair.
Mm.
The sooner you learn that, the sooner you're going to learn life, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you go into preschool next year, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I had to start it early.
Now, you see, it's so funny. I use your daughter as the example because she's the youngest. So I just imagine her holding your biggest, tallest son's face like, I built this shit. Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let you tear it down because you don't like another house's candy.
She's still throwing mad licorice at him like, you bringing me this bullshit? Get me back out there on the track.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. I'll be on that shit, bro. Because, yo, they be giving out so much. Fam, it takes me like 2 months to go do that shit, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm, like, because I do, I be hitting them with the phantom tax. Like, I'm like, everything that's chocolate is mine. Y'all can keep the rest. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And, fam, it takes me at least a month to go through that shit. Even when I'm like, nom, 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 I'm going crazy on some high shit.
Bro, this is, you really became a roach.
I said nom, nom, that's, nom. Yeah, yeah, nom, nom,
nom. He said, yo, everything that's chocolate is mine.
Yo. Everything chocolate is mine. Oh, yeah, you know, clean my antennas real quick.
Yo.
That's how I pick up the frequency for y'all.
Pick up the frequency. That's crazy.
You feel me? Stop it. You know what I mean?
A victory light. A victory light.
So let me ask y'all this, man, because I've been on this planet for a long time. I don't know why I said that shit like I'm fucking like Dark Side or some shit like Shang Tsung. I've been on this planet for 1,000 years.
Well, you a roach, so
yeah. Well, I have. I've been here since the dawn of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually,
you will survive.
And I'll survive.
You were born perfect.
You feel me? So I'm ready for anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go, baby. So,
yo, Mero, please don't do that no more.
Yeah.
For the again. Audio listeners only, he just licked the motherfucking antenna. The roach antenna.
Yo,
my bad, man.
Yo, this is my roach bundles. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
Come on, I got these from Mo Tresses on White Plains Road.
Yeah, yeah. You got that in co-op from the. A beauty supply right next to the fucking Dunkin'.
So I want to hear y'all worst Halloween experiences, bro, because I got one that is bad, but I want to see how bad it is compared to y'all's. So I feel
you
like it's
go
real
first,
bad.
Randy?
Yeah, one time we went out too late and I didn't get any candy.
Oh damn.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Think of something more sadder than that. I'll wait. You can't. It's
something
impossible.
Sadder?
You I was like 12. Bro.
That's very sad. I ain't gonna
well,
hold
yeah,
you.
Well, yeah, once 12 you, years if you're a kid, it's like, yeah. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
Fuck?
Yeah. My mom had just got home from work and all that. It was terrible, bro. I was like, damn, ma. It's all right. We're gonna be all right.
We're gonna be all right.
But when we got home and she went to her room, I hit the tray from I hit the tray from Boys in the Hood. Once she closed the door, I was like,
"You fuck, yeah!" Stop punching it. Once you start screaming in his pillow, like,
yeah. Yeah. I sound like Kendrick at the beginning of that one song.
Yo, we're just losing his mind.
Yeah, I ain't had no fucking. Heavy. Yeah, bro, ain't had no. I would have settled for the menta, bro.
Anything, bro.
Yeah, man.
Just like it was crazy.
Nah, but I can't tell my real worst Halloween experience because.
Statute of limitation.
I'm not trying to be implicated.
No, me,
wow.
I mean,
hey, Halloween.
Halloween.
My worst Halloween story is that I didn't get the fucking, I didn't get to do shit, bro. My mom was Catholic as fuck. My pops was Catholic as fuck. We'd be like, mommy, can we go trick or treat at least around the corner? She'd be like, no, a leer la Biblia lo que vamos a hacer. We would have to sit at home, read the Bible, do the rosary, watch Hocus Pocus or some shit. I don't know.
But secretly. You watch Halloween Town secretly when everybody else is asleep. Yeah.
It was bad vibes, bro. I don't think we trick-or-treated for the first time till we was like 13, 14.
Oh, shit.
It was fucked up, man.
Yeah, bro. I wasn't even, because I was thinking, I was used to disappointment, so I wasn't even thinking of that. Because now that I think about it, I'm like, damn, that's true. My parents was on the same type of time, but like my pops didn't care. So he was like, if I just said, yo, I'm going out with trying to highlight this girl or whatever, he'd be like, oh, dale pa' ya.
He ain't believe that because he don't get no bitches. But
damn. I'll have you know you. That I got 4 roaches pregnant right now and I'm about to have like 8,000 kids in like 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Okay, I got motion.
Yeah,
you know
you got it, Roach. My fault.
We got motion.
Yeah.
Okay? We got a lot of motion. Shit, what the fuck was I saying?
You was talking about your pops.
Oh, yeah. So, but I would go out anyway and do trick-or-treating or whatever and egg shit and do crazy whatever. So I was like, all right, I wasn't even thinking about it as a kid. I just remember being older, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's going to dovetail perfectly into what you got for us. But like, dressing up as an adult. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like Webster Hall, shout out to Webster Hall, used to have like a Halloween party. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Webster Hall got the reggae, hip hop, EDM, all type of genres in different rooms. So I'll go there. I'm gonna change these names, bro, because I don't know about the statute of limitations or this shit. I have no idea what year this was because I was high as fuck. I go there with a crew of motherfuckers, you know, my guys from the block, and one of them is a very small guy. He's like, you know, a short king, maybe like 5 feet tall, maybe 5'2". You know what I'm saying? Like maybe. And
was little, was he in the forest with an effigy, with a burning effigy?
Yo, no. that-
Might he have been Chinese?
No, not too much of me. Oh, no, 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 no. Man, at least a smooth 5'7".
That didn't take place on Halloween.
That's not when that happened.
Yo, fam. So this motherfucker. So I got the basic ass like scream mask. Like everybody got like Jason.
The scream mask with the pump.
Yeah,
with the
like,
blood,
with the blood and shit. Like man, yeah. Everybody got regular like dollar store shit. This motherfucker is wearing a child's costume because he's so small. He's dressed as Scrappy Doo. Not Scooby-Doo, Scrappy-Doo, the little Scooby-Doo, like his little sidekick nephew that came on later on in the Scooby-Doo universe,
yeah,
like lore or whatever. He was just a Scrappy-Doo. So we at Webster Hall, bro, we all fucked up. Everybody's fucked up. And, you know, obviously it's a club, so you can't go in there with no knife or crazy shit like that because, you know, there's metal detectors. So we go in there, we get searched, whatever, we in there high as fuck, dancing, everybody's having a good time, whatever. We kind of split apart for a little bit, and then my man comes up to me, he's just like, yo, niggas got beef. And I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? I'm like over here, like, you know what I mean? Like pumping my blood and shit. Like, yo, what's up, shorty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, yo.
Pumping my blood.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I fuck with Sean Paul too. Yeah. A lot of people say I look like him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? In the face. Yeah, but nah, he's Jamaican.
Nah, he's Jamaican, but I still got it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dante. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still in love. You know what I'm saying? I gotta do all that.
You know what I'm saying? Ha ha.
Oh, we got beef. Yo, we got beef, nigga. Now I'm running. Now everybody's scrambling. Wah. Club security has been alerted. You know what I'm saying? Before I've been alerted. So now there's a scramble. I go, and what has happened is that my man who just came and said, yo, we got beef, has handed a pen over to 5'2 man, and 5'2 man used that pen to stab an opponent.
Wow.
In the fucking neck. With the fucking pen. And I was like, what? Like, what? Fam, we've been here for half an hour.
Dang.
Like, I'm over here talking to shorties. I'm having a good time, bro. Now we got to get out of here because Scrappy Dude stabbed somebody in the neck with a fucking pen.
Fuck.
So now we outside. Everybody's running around. This guy's running around with a pen in his hand, 5'2", in a Scrappy Dude costume with a tail wagon. Vision it.
Yeah.
Vision it. Fam. Then we all are like, yo, we got to go back to the Bronx. Like, it's mad hot because there's cops and shit. So now we jump in the cab. We all in the cab and shit. And a couple of niggas stay behind. Four of us get in the cab. Now we go back to the hood. Bro's like, yo, can you drop me off over here? Little Scrappy Dude. Can you drop me off over here? Bro, he made the cab stop by where his crib was at, because there was like a big ass chain that covered like the driveway, the way into the shit. So he knew, I'm gonna jump out this cab, not pay, jump over this fence, and this nigga's not gonna be able to get me. He failed to tell all of us that this was his plan. So when we get to the spot, this motherfucker just poof, jumps out the car, and the cab driver's looking at us like, yo, what the fuck? So, of course, and we ain't got no money. I'm like, pew, pew, pew. Everybody's like, pew, pew, pew. Fam, I stood in a bush for like 2 hours while this dude is like, yo, burn, 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 honking the horn, like looking for motherfuckers, bro. The worst night ever. And we went all the way from the Bronx to Webster Hall on a train. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, fam, yeah, you just ruined my whole night, fam. You just ruined my whole shit, bro, because you couldn't fucking, I don't even know what the beef was about. That's what makes me even more mad. It's like, if I would have known, like, yo, it's over this, it's over that. Yo, he stole some money.
Touched his treats.
Somebody pulled your tail. You know what I mean? Like, somebody was like, oh, you're so cute. Or some shit like that. Like, shit.
I can't take him serious in a costume like that. Like, you even right now, if I was to get into a fight, it's like, bro, do you know how funny that would look?
Yeah. Hilarious, fam.
If he was Chucky, he'd be like, come here, you piece of shit.
You little bitch.
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Yo, honestly, that's the dude who's dressed up as Chucky. If you are a man that is 5 feet tall, just be Chucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Built in. You know what I'm saying? If you got the hair too.
Now, like, let's talk about you running off on that cab driver. Because my dad had a similar story.
No, it's a yellow cab.
So it might have been my pops.
No, it's a yellow cab. It's
run
yellow
that
cab.
Fucking bread right now.
I didn't do it to...
Poor scrappy dude.
I didn't do it to none of my... to my peoples, you know what I'm saying? This is when cab drivers looked like Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I jumped out on Curtis Sliwa.
I remember those days, man.
You feel me? Like, when it was when it was like very Albanian and shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah, when it was like 10 of them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know?
Things like everybody had a Kangol on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. But you were saying earlier... Because this is the thing that pisses me off, too. Because I've been married for 138,000 years, so I cannot have my own costume anymore. Mm. If there is a costume to be had.
Oh, yeah, I'll be having to do couples
costumes. Yeah, now I got to do a costume with you. We got to decide what it is. We got to ideate, brainstorm. I'm like, bro, why are we doing this?
Nah, man, fuck that. Listen, we lost Doom on Halloween. Every Halloween is Doomsday from now on, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? RIP to the God, you know what I mean? So, fuck all that. Like, anybody that's going to be going to have to, you know what I mean? You're going to have to be MF Doomette.
Doomette?
Some shit,
like,
you know what I mean?
Like Mr. and Mrs.
Mrs. Doom. Mrs. Doomalay, all caps, bro.
What if you did both? What if you just had a Halloween costume for yourself and then you do the couple drink?
You see what happens? You see what happens when we let women vote?
First of all, alright, say less.
You see what happens, bro?
Say less. Yeah, alright, bet. In this climate, bet. Say fucking less. Y'all don't even know what I got in my fucking hat.
Oh, shit.
Y'all play these fucking games.
Yo, this is New York's goodie bag. Be careful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, at least we had one. Hungry hole.
Yeah.
The fuck out my store, you little bitch.
Don't mess with Liz. She has headphones on that aren't even on her ears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything,
and
bitch.
And she's still hearing everything, gang. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not a couple shit you were saying.
Was it last year? No, I made it, but I don't know. Time is a flat circle, bro. My brain is fried. I dressed up, and I didn't want to. I dressed up as a referee because she dressed up as a referee. And then we went to a party, and we was like, yo, we're two referees. And I'm like, yo, I hate this. Because that was like thrown together. Y'all that be doing like the very intricate couples costumes, fuck y'all, man.
Yeah.
Oh, like the dope ones?
I love white people's idea of costumes because it's just jobs they've never had. It's just like, were you a referee or has Heather just always really wanted to work at a Foot Locker? You know?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, is that like, you know what
that
I mean?
That was it.
Like, I feel like it's always just like.
That's it. Sexy Foot Locker.
A job. Like, it's always just like.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a minimum. Like, so, yeah. Like, remember, like, people would be like.
I work at McDonald's.
Yeah. Like,
yo, what
like,
the fuck?
White people Halloween costumes just be like Hooters. Like, is this a Halloween costume or just like your shift?
Yeah. Did you get off?
You just get off work. Like,
that
come
or,
on, bro.
Or a goddamn slur, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, that part.
It's either that or something else.
Yo, I'm Kyrie Irving.
Hey, listen, man.
You didn't have to paint your face for that. You could have put the jersey on.
Oh, my God. Bruh, speaking of Scrappy Doo, man, if you got a friend group, stop making the dark-skinned person Scooby, man.
Yeah, I
see it every year. And every year, man, I just shed a tear for my people.
Cause you gotta have because you're making him paint his face. That's the shit. You're making him paint his nose black.
You're like, yeah.
And then
I remember seeing a picture of Shorty on the floor too.
Like, yeah, like laid up dog. Like a dog.
Vamos a tener un poquito de más fucking respeto.
Yeah, please. Let's have some goddamn decorum, bro. Please. Come on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, and y'all to be going too hard with the couple's costumes. Fuck y'all, bro. Because now you setting a precedent. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like taking the Shorty out. You know what I'm saying? To Philippe on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even know how to spell that shit.
That shit, bro. There's mad peas. That shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's my thing. If you're doing, like, fucking industrial light and magic level makeup,
yeah,
you're doing a lot.
You sound like a fucking hater.
I absolutely
am. That's what you sound like.
I do not deny it.
First of all,
I'm a roach.
Man.
I am the biggest hater.
I am a roach.
I am the biggest hater.
Yeah.
Man. I love when I see adults get dressed up and do shit like that. That shit is super cool. Like, I think it's Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Famous white, beautiful bitch. Every year, her costume, I look forward to it.
Yeah, she'd be going crazy.
One year, she was a fucking worm.
She was an earthworm. Yeah.
She was so realistic.
Yeah.
Like, I like that you get the creative side. lot out of people. Yeah. It's not nah, just Foot Lockers.
I fuck with her because she be doing it. Foot Lockers is crazy. I fuck with her shit because she, this is what I mean though when I say that. Because there's levels, right? There's Heidi Klum dressing up as a worm. And then there's just like, yo, your neighbor and her man, you know what I'm saying? Like dressing up as like, you know, the Kardashians or whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? And just doing mad makeup and all this other extra shit. And yo, relax.
You if, Halloween costume watching. Yeah, we talk about pocket watching. You Halloween costume watching.
Come yeah, on.
If you're doing too much, you're doing too much. Unless you Heidi Klum. Because you know what it is too? She didn't try to make it sexy.
Yeah, she just he is just like the a thing.
Well, that's the thing. You get to do whatever you want. You could be a sexy roach right now. You could have
been. Yeah. You could have been. You got the heart boxes underneath. Yeah. Yeah. The white boxes with the pink hearts on them. I haven't thought of you in those. I just felt like I needed to, you know, make sure that I said that's never been a thought that crossed my mind.
What do you mean by that?
Why would he say that?
Why would he say this? Why would he make this comment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, fam, listen, I am a hater, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a roach and, you know, I hate on everything. So if you leave your cereal box open, I'm going in there and I'm hating on that shit too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to stay in there. So when you pour a bowl, I'm going to be like, yo, this shit is ass.
You know what I mean? Like, yo.
Honey smacks?
You couldn't afford. Ass. Yo, you couldn't. Kicks all you could afford, bro?
Crazy.
That's why I'm here.
The fuck?
Nasty.
This shit.
I'm still eating this shit.
Yo, you imagine having a fucking roach that could talk first, but second, that he's dead ass judging all of your shit?
Come on.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, that's crazy.
2% milk?
Wow. All right. Nasty. I just ate your HDMI cables, by the way. Yeah. And that PlayStation don't work no more. But this whole milk? Nasty. You gotta get some money.
Twin.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I shit it all in this cereal. You're not gonna be able to tell what's kicks and what's not.
You're not gonna tell what's kicks and what's shit, nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You eat all of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get a little crumbs in the bottom.
A victory light. A victory light.
Listen, we called it, bro. Like, I don't know if you remember when Sinners dropped, the whole internet was like, yep, yo, we about to see some of the worst couples costumes of all time between, what was it? I think it was Smoke and,
yeah, his shorty.
And his shorty. Yeah. And lo and behold, I have indeed seen some, on Twitter. People are quoting it with just like, somebody quoted it with the, with the Dune shit, the Lisa Al Gaib. Somebody quoted it like, yo, the prophecy has been fulfilled. The virus, the interracial couples are doing Sinners, bro.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I think about that shit a lot.
I wonder if that was part of the movie. Hold on.
what's worse to you guys? The Sinners interracial couples costume with Michael B. Jordan and Haley Steinfeld, or Wesley Snipes in Jungle Fever?
Oh my
God. Oh shit.
Damn.
I mean, it's that. Also, two roaches in the front. I'm also tired of the baby boy costumes, bro. Everybody like dressing up like Tyrese and Taraji. Y'all are the ideal toxic. Y'all gonna end up killing each other, man.
Yeah, that part. Yeah. And also, it's lazy. It's a lazy costume, yeah, bro.
You're just a guy in a tank top.
Come on.
Yeah. That's actually, you see, what did I drop? I can't see stuff. My cards.
The fucking gun in your mask.
Yeah. I always got that one on me. All right? I'm getting twisted.
Yo.
I forgot what I was saying.
Jungle Fever is definitely, I think it is worse, because y'all have had time.
To realize why this is some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Sinners just came out. So, you know, there's time to realize shit is bullshit, and then there's time to, you know, understand that.
Thank you so much.
That was very chivalrous, you know what I'm saying, of you to pick up the cards.
Listen, sometimes supervillains do a little hero work, you know? It's not always villainous.
This is like millennial dad Halloween.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, I get to dress up as MF2.
I get to don the mask.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. My kids love MF2 too. They be doing the ad libs with me. I'll be doing like tracks with them. And you know the part that's like super. Like in whole case, I'll be like, super. Well, bro. Yeah, fucking I make them do it like my little circus animals. I love it. Yeah.
That's what kids are for.
Yo, honestly, I'm gonna keep it a bean. Like I was watching my kid play football, and it's not. There's no difference.
Yeah, no. It's just tiny slaves that you get to make do things for no money.
Perform.
Yeah, yeah. No, all your uncles married up. Mira, ven, mira, y la vocecita, el Eddie Murphy. Ale, Eddie Murphy.
Ale la vaina.
Ale la vaina. Dale, la vaina de Coming to America, dale.
Which one, tío? The...
Coño, estos malditos muchachos no sirven para nada.
Para eso que uno viene coño, para este maldito país, coño, para pasar trabajo.
Es que yo hago, es que I do more than one.
Ahora se prive que no sabe nada.
Ajá.
Ahora se prive que no sabe nada. Sabe joder en el maldito teléfono, sabe usar la computadora, el internet, de todo.
En PlayStation.
Váyase de aquí, coño, muchachos, ya. Okay. Coño, olvídese, coño.
Ok.
I wanted to ask you guys about one more interracial costume that's bound to be popular this Halloween.
Oh boy.
Have you guys seen the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie, One Battle After Another?
Yeah.
So for those of you who aren't aware, the central couple in the story is Leonardo DiCaprio and Tiana Taylor playing a couple of resistance fighters.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Dr. Umar's review of the movie?
No.
No, I have not, but that is on my to-do list.
You want me to read it out to you guys right now?
Please.
Yeah, please, yeah.
So, Dr. Umar said, "I may have to do a movie review on this one. A must-watch for revolutionaries and bunny hoppers alike. The fact that this movie released on the same day as Queen Mother Assata Shakur's passing has me thinking that this may have been an attempt to desecrate her image in the eyes of revolutionaries with false narratives of irresponsible motherhood, promiscuous bunny hopping, and snitching to the feds."
Yo.
Later, way too much bunny hopping going on. Almost had me ready to walk out of the theater.
Too much bunny hopping going on.
So the gag is, spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen it. I haven't seen it, but I'm a man with a Twitter account, so I know what happens in the movie. But Tiana Taylor has a promiscuous relationship. So she cheats on Leonardo DiCaprio with Sean Penn.
Oh.
So.
What?
Who plays like a freaky military general.
Freaky military man who's on the opposing side, but they have a weird kind of sexual relationship in the movie.
How old is Tiana Taylor?
I don't know, but she's pregnant.
Be like in her 30s.
But she also pregnant.
Right, so she's too old for Leonardo DiCaprio.
You're right. The roach is right.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes you need roaches.
Good Lord. Yeah. Don't spray me with raid.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm right twice a day.
Hey, listen, don't raid on my parade, all right?
Nah, that one battle after another costume is nasty work.
No, but what I'm saying is because it's Leonardo DiCaprio, Tiana Taylor, and Sean Penn that all have the freaky sexual relationship, you can't even do the costume right unless you're part of a Bushwick polycule.
You gotta be a thruple.
You can't even really do it correctly. So that one's a little tough. That one, I got a little more respect for that one. It's harder to do, you know?
It's harder to pull off.
Yeah.
First of all, you need two haggard-looking white guys.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying? And then the most beautiful black woman you've ever seen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got to get them all in a room and convince them that this is the right thing to do, which it is not. You know what I'm saying? Also, can we stop doing this with movies and like film and like just media in general? Like, there will be a dude who is the most middest looking guy, average, below average, and has the most bangingest like partner, spouse, love interest, whatever, in all media I've seen. Like think of every sitcom you've ever seen.
Yeah,
bro.
King of Queens.
Bro, I will.
Even though I think he's very handsome.
Hey, listen, I will never forgive. I will never forgive Adam Sandler for casting Kate Beckinsale as his wife in the movie Click.
Yo, that's
that great. Doesn't happen.
That, yo,
Adam.
The rest of that movie is more believable
than
that.
Ain't no fucking way. Yo, Adam fucking Sandler. I believe more wholeheartedly that there is a time-controlling remote in a Bed Bath & Beyond somewhere before I ever in my life believe that Kate fucking Beckinsale, Underworld, Yo. It's giving you multiple children.
Fat, yo, multiple. Nasty. You know what I'm saying? We not, come on. That's very unrealistic. Damn, man. Now
y'all dick watching. This is crazy. Yo,
You're goddamn right, I'm cock watching. So yo, what?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, I said it.
There's motherfuckers in this room right now that touch cocks.
What?
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that. I'm just saying, though.
Listen, Halloween, enjoy yourself, don't destroy yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's all what I always say. I say that on birthdays. I say that on holidays. You know?
And make new traditions, too.
That part.
If you ain't celebrated like you was young, when you was younger like me, try to do some shit.
Yeah, take your nieces and nephews out. You know what I'm saying? If you got kids, take them out. You know what I'm saying? Do something cool.
Leave the kids at home, bro. They fuck up the vibes. Find your nice little spot, man.
Go to a costume party. Mm. Find you a sexy FBI agent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then do
let
what you got to do.
Let her solve the case.
Let her solve the case.
Yeah.
let her charge you with the RICO in the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Oh my god,
that was a sex joke, y'all.
Dog, most roach like qualities are just hopping out of this man.
It's the fingers.
It's the feelers.
I'm not perverted, I'm just an Italian roach.
Oh my god, stop it.
Okay, come on, give me
next
out,
time, man. Next you know, time,
we got elections coming up, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Next time, I'm gonna dress as a mosquito and go like and just be like this the whole time.
And just not even talking to the mic,
or just speak like the Dun 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 intro.
Alright, so on the way here I came up with some would you rathers.
Oh baby,
we're gonna do this. Alright, go ahead, let me know.
Let's go.
Would you rather find out your house is haunted by an ugly ass ghost or be the ugly ass ghost in the house you didn't know. Be the ugly ass ghost in the house you didn't know you was haunting.
Oh man, I mean, shit. There's no equity in being a ghost, so I'll be the homeowner.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'd rather be the homeowner
and just be haunted.
I'd be haunted. I'd take a home loan.
I'd be the ugly ass ghost if it's Meryl's crib. I'm haunting. I'd be in the wine cellar like, what year is this? Guess they don't need that shit.
I'm like, yo, what happened? What was that?
What was that? Yeah, it's just me hating from the afterlife.
He's like, oh, six koi? Guess what? Now that's five.
Yeah.
Would you rather tongue kiss Jason without his mask on or give Freddy Krueger head?
Oh, man.
Freddy Krueger probably doesn't have a dick anymore.
He does.
Oh, shit.
Because of...
I can confirm.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, in that case, Freddy's... bro, I eat longanisa. It's Freddy's cock. It's not that different.
It's probably what it looks like.
Sucking Freddy Krueger off?
Yeah.
Over making out with Jason without the mask?
Damn. What is Jason... I forgot what Jason looks like without
the mask. We'll put it on the screen.
He's just a zombie. Yeah, just like a zombie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, is Freddy Krueger... Is it like beef jerky...
It's exactly what his skin texture is like, his face.
Is it seasoned? Imagine,
it's seasoned with fire.
With
third degree burns.
Yo, if they got a little seasoning on it, you know what I'm saying?
I bet. Well, you sucking dick then.
Yo, that's crazy.
Would you rather...
Why would you say it like that?
Would you rather your firstborn daughter be the little girl from The Ring or the bitch from Hereditary?
Oh.
Damn, not ghost son, ghost daughter, bro.
That's crazy. That was exactly my concept.
Wait, what are the
girl from The Ring or Hereditary?
Damn.
She's your daughter though. She gotta live with you, headless and all, so.
God damn.
Nah. Hereditary was crazy. I'm going The Ring. Because all I got to do is play the tape when it's dinner time, and then she could have dinner with us like a normal family.
He's doing the knowledge.
Yeah, see, that's... We do mathematics right here.
What do you mean we? He came up on that concept by himself.
This is a group project.
Yeah.
All right, what you doing? You doing the same?
I got to do the same because, The Ring is tolerable. It's you could control that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The other shit is uncontrollable.
Hereditary was nuts. That was like multiple decades long plan to summon a literal demon from hell.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want my daughter to be a part of that.
I bet. So I got my last one then. Would you rather be haunted by the voice of RFK Jr. or Young Thug? But he keep gossiping about you to other ghosts.
Oh. Give me Young Thug, dog.
Yeah, give me Thug. Young Thug.
But he's gossiping to all the other ghosts and you could hear it.
That's like, fine, bro. I'll take it. Just instead of here, this every 24/7.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm taking Thug.
All right.
You ever be in a phone call and you hang up because you hear like an echo or something that's like slightly off?
Yeah.
And you can't stand it? You're like, yo,
fuck off my phone.
Fuck, yo, I'm going to call you back. Or like, yo, just text me, nigga. The fuck? Get off my phone. That's how I feel about RFK Jr.'s voice.
Yeah, I'd rather hear Thug. Like, if Thug is just complaining about, like, man, goddamn, Rainey ain't sent no goddamn, you know what I mean? Rainey ain't put no bankroll on my wake. Rainey ain't put no bankroll on my wake.
Is that?
It's dead.
Man, Trans sent money to Thug. Hassan Insane sent money to Thug. Goddamn, Liz Bell sent crazy bankroll to Thug. Rainey ain't sent no money to Thug. He ain't put no money on my wake. He ain't put no money on my tomb.
Yo.
He put shit on your friend, though.
He put shit on my altar. Goddamn, what the fuck? The fuck I'm supposed to do? I'm in this bitch 24 hours a day in the afterlife, locked up. I can't go to the other side.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yo, oh my God. Yeah. Yo, listen, Halloween is today. It is upon us. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy it. Don't go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Don't get chopped. You know what I'm saying? Also, if there's a bowl of candy, take the whole shit, man. Life ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Take one and go.
Or you could be a good person like Liz and take one and leave some for the rest of your community.
Or you could do the advanced tech. You can leave the whole bowl. You can fill up a bowl and leave it outside, but fill it with nothing but payday. Then you're going to have the same exact bowl of candy. You know what I mean?
Right there.
You do the system. You do the knowledge.
Come on, God. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy Halloween. Also, November 4th is the New York City mayoral election. Make sure that you are registered. I mean, if you're not registered now, you could. But like, make sure that you get out and vote, America. I mean, and America in general, like, yeah. But especially New York City, because, yo, we are in dire straits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody on that ballot, except for one guy, and you know who he is owned by AIPAC and by Donald Trump. So, make the right decision, New York. You know what to do. Holla at your boys and girls. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it like this. We gonna end the shit like this, all right? Usually Hassan is the last shout out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do it like this today. You know what I'm saying? This is Victory Light. You know what I mean? We got Rainio Vaida, Yap God, Rap God. You know what I'm saying? AKA MF. Boom, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? He's streaming on the motherfucking building. We got Liz Bell Ortiz, La Matadana, the Supervision of New York City, AKA Freddie Gibbs, AKA don't take that mask off because you don't want to see what's inside that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like the shit out of you. You dig? You know what I'm saying? We got Men Train Producer of the Year. You know what I'm saying? The freaky man himself. You know what I mean? He's outside. You know what I mean? Don't ask him nothing about nothing because he's not divulging no personal information. Relax. Of course, we got the guy who makes everybody sound sexy, baby. It's Hassan Insane. And it's your boy, the Camaro, the motherfucking Rose, baby. The Rose God. It's the Rose God. You know what I'm saying? The human durag flap. I keep it wavy. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us. It's Victory Light, baby. We out.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.